This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
Welcome back to the program. It's Kelly and Ramya, Brock Richardson, myself hosting the show today. And of course, I'm kicking around, Brock, in my head, all those other video places that were around Bandino Video. We were talking about Blockbuster with Nisreen just a couple of moments ago. And I had to resist, ladies and gentlemen, because, you know, try to be appropriate here. And I almost said, how do you guys remember that? Are you old enough? And knew better because, as a matter of fact, the last one that we know closed about a year ago. In the United States, this one standalone, Brock and I were just talking about, but there was a few of those places that were Jumbo Video. Do you remember that one too?
Yeah, I remember the name. I can't say I ever used that one. The go-to for our family was Blockbuster, and it was the same for my family. It was the every weekend my sisters would want to rent a movie, and then they'd get the popcorn and they'd do the whole thing. But yeah, it's a little bit of nostalgia, but no, I don't necessarily remember that name brand.
You know what goes really great, though? When you're watching a movie, you get that movie night. Of course, it's all about the food. I mean, I don't even think I cared. What's the movie? What's the food? Wow. On Thursdays, folks, we get cooking with Mary Mammoliti of Kitchen Confession.
If you're like me, the kitchen is your favorite room in the house. I'm Mary Mammoliti, here with a handful of goodies from my kitchen, including food trends, cooking tips, and of course, some delicious recipes.
So I'm not even going to be inappropriate with you and say, you remember these places, don't you, Mary? I'm going to say, which one was your favorite? That's what I'll start with, and welcome back to the show.
It is great to be back in Blockbuster.
Blockbuster too. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you remember Jumbo though, or that other one, Bandino Video, or whatever the heck it was called?
Just like Brock, I've heard of Jumbo, but yeah. I was always a Blockbuster.
Yeah, I remember when you could do it from Rogers too, right? You could go over to the Rogers store, and they had videos sitting in there as well. Wow. Mayor, where are we going today? Because you know the two guys talking movies now thinking food.
We are going into spring seasonal vegetables and produce, fruits, vegetables. That's what we're talking about today.
Okay. Which fruits and veggies are actually in season in the spring, Mayor?
All right. So I'm going to start off with some seasonal stars of spring. And the first one on my list would be asparagus. So asparagus, it's one of spring's earliest treats. Asparagus, it peaks between April and June. And when you're selecting it, select stalks that are firm, lush green with tight tips. I have to be careful how I say that.
So that's a word twist. I know.
I said it very slowly. So then
how'd we get Mary in trouble? Well,
tell her to talk about asparagus. So how to enjoy asparagus. It's delicious, whether grilled, roasted, gently steamed, even raw. Mm-hmm. You want to serve it as ribbons in a salad. It's delicious. Drizzle it with some olive oil, season with some salt. Slice it into salads, even fresh as it is, for that earthy flavor. It's delicious. Then we move on to rhubarb. Now, rhubarb is noted for its vivid red stalks, and it's got a tart taste. So rhubarb, it's ready for picking right now in April.
Wow.
This is the time. Yeah. Yeah. It almost feels like it came really quick, doesn't it?
I think about it as a kid. We always had it. I remember the sink being filled with it, and we were either going to do jam or pies, of course, with it. And I remember it sitting there, and I would have sworn it was later. Like, that surprises me.
Yeah, and it's also, I think it's because we had such a mild winter that it's throwing us all off. It feels like we just hit spring really quickly. But one way to remember when you are selecting rhubarb, the stalks are only edible. They're the only edible part of the plant. The leaves, they contain some toxins, so you want to discard those. So just keep the stalks. And to enjoy them, the most popular way, as I mentioned, Kelly, is either transform them into dessert pies, crumbles. Another option is to simmer some cut pieces with some sugar, create like a sweet compote, right? It complements any creamy desserts.
Oh.
And radishes. Radishes are on my list. That's the next.
Yeah, I loved it with sugar. Oh my God. Now I'm not hearing Mary. Yeah, guys, we're having a bit of technical issues. I wasn't sure if it was at my end here or if it was in the system or in Toronto. So we used to have it too, Brock, just with some sugar on it. You know, kind of like I always say, that's the old man's way of watermelon, apples, all sorts of things, because Dad would be like that too. My one buddy had a father that would sit there with a salt shaker, and he'd go to town on the watermelon. Are you a rhubarb fan?
In a dessert, yes. I will, like, in a strawberry rhubarb pie, yes, I would absolutely eat that. But that's something new that I've experimented with, because for a long time I was always like, strawberry pie, okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Thanksgiving dinners, it always ventures its way out. Yeah, but, like, putting a little bit of sugar or, like, anything in those kind of things, like, or a little bit of whipped cream, of course, the low-fat whipped cream, of course. But
Of course.
It just makes
all that sugar.
That much. Yeah, that just makes it that much better. So
the strawberries are supposed to sweeten it up a little bit for you. That's why radishes is where we left off, and Mary is back with us. Mary, carry on, please.
I'm back. Okay, so these quick to mature root vegetables, they add this peppery snap to any spring dish. Right, and they're ready in just a few weeks, right after you plant them. And to enjoy them, you can enjoy them fresh. So they add a crunch to salads. They can be mellowed out by maybe roasting them with a little bit of butter. I mean, if you love pickled anything like I do, slice them up, give them a quick pickle, enjoy them, pop them into the fridge. They're delicious. Spinach is also in season right now. And spinach is great because it's a powerhouse of nutrients, right? So spinach, it flourishes in the chill of early spring. So this is ready to go. So making a versatile addition to any meal, and incorporate raw spinach in salad sandwiches for like that mild, again, earthy bite, or saute them with a little bit of olive oil, white kidney beans, some garlic, a little chili flake. It makes a great flavorful side dish. So spinach is not just for smoothies, my friends. There are a lot of side dishes that we could do with that, or even main.
Yeah, and you know that's peas? Where people are throwing the spinach in there in the smoothie just because I know I should have it, but I need some other things so it tastes okay. Okay.
Well, we do peas. Everyone does it. You buy this big container of spinach with good intention. It's starting to go bad. You pop it into the freezer. Right, just to kind of hang on. I'm not throwing this out. We're going to do this. We're going to do our spinach.
If I don't know it's there, it's even better. So, I mean, I'll blend it. No one knows.
Blend everything. Next one, peas. So towards the end of spring, varieties like garden peas, snap peas, snow peas, they're absolutely ready to enjoy. And they offer this sweetness and the satisfying crunch. You know, I always talk about adding crunch to my dishes. I absolutely love it. That's a great way. They're perfect in pastas, risottos, stir fries, peas. They can be lightly steamed with maybe a little bit of mint, which is nice.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Nice little tasty side. Have you ever tried pan roasting them? Because if you pan roast snap peas, dry pan roast them, they give this extra layer of flavor. It's a charred kind of taste. It brings this warmth into any salad. It's delicious. Mm. Give it a go.
Wow, that is nice. That is nice. I never thought of them really that way. I've had them, I'm sure, that way without realizing that that's dried. One of the other things I used to like doing, Mary, as a kid, going through the woods or going through fields and finding berries. We were just scared to death, though. Are these poisonous or what are they? And anyone who could say, well, no, those are strawberries or those are, you know, blackberry, go crazy. Oh,
yeah. And as a city girl, I wouldn't know either berry if I were in the woods. But that's why I'd be cautious of popping anything. But you're right. Spring is also the start of berry season. So field strawberries, Saskatoon berries, they come into season right now. So try making even like macerated strawberries and then scoop them over top some fresh vanilla bean whipped cream. Oh my gosh, it's so good. So, so good.
What does it mean to macerate strawberries?
I love that you asked this question. So I don't know if it sounds more like the name of a horror movie or an extremely compressed process, right? So luckily, it's neither of them. Macerating strawberries, it just involves soaking them into some liquid, usually adding some sugar, add a little acid, like some lemon juice. So it draws out the juices and enhances their flavor, the flavor of the strawberry, so good. The sweetness comes right out. It softens the strawberries and it creates like this syrupy mixture, I would say. And it's perfect for topping desserts like ice cream, maybe even pancakes, back to the whipped cream. It's all good. It's so good.
You sound like Brock. Back to that whipped cream. Okay, what fruits and vegetables are typically available in Canada in April? And I must admit, Mayor, this is blowing my mind still about the rhubarb, the availability of such fresh stuff in April.
I know. I know I'm with you on that because it's just there's so much available to us here in Canada. And fresh. So let's try. Here's a quick list. Asparagus, radishes, fiddleheads, spinach, fava beans, rhubarb, peppers, which are greenhouse peppers and greenhouse tomatoes, are available right now in April.
Can we squeeze in May just very quickly?
Okay, I'm going to go quickly to May. Asparagus, radishes, again, a couple of repeats, fiddleheads, spinach, rhubarb, kale, salad greens, morel mushrooms, some arugula, some Swiss chard, green onions, peas, and cherries. June, a lot of the same
Ooh.
that I mentioned in April and May. Just your Saskatoon berries and gooseberries come into play. Strawberries, the Swiss chard, all those summer squashes. It's all good. So
Oh
good.
my gosh. Is it ever? And so amazing when we think about what we have here, the length of time to enjoy this stuff, because I think most of us only really start thinking about it in May and June. Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week on the program. For more recipes and foodie finds, check out kitchenconfession.com and download the Kitchen Confession podcast using your favorite podcast platform. In a couple of moments, folks, arts and culture critic Christine Malick shares some images and descriptions from last week's solar eclipse and reflects on why the phenomenon left a sense of unity among observers. Into that conversation after this break.
Don't go away. There's more great conversation with Kelly and Ramya right around the corner.
Hi, I'm Jenny Bovard. Join me monthly for Low Vision Moments, where I speak with awesome guests about some of the amusing things that happen when you're blind or partially sighted. Watch on YouTube or download Low Vision Moments from your favorite podcast distributor.